Welcome you back to Cold Spring Baseball Park as we are into the bottom of the sixth inning. And Randy, we have a region champion already.
We do. Region 11C goes to the Watkins Clippers. They defeat their rivals, Kimball, 4-1 tonight over in Sartell. That's an interesting region, Kirby, where the winner tonight is the champion. They get the bye.
We talked about this a little bit. We've seen that. We're seeing that in Region 8C,
that
champion will be crowned on Sunday. As there's no, the loser of that championship game, you don't have to kind of come through or anything like that. Now, the loser of tonight's game, Kimball, can still be the 3 seed.
Yep.
But if you win your first three over there, as Funnenstein first pitch swinging skies this one to center field. Buddy going back, still going back. Alex on the run. 8 feet in front of the warning track in deep left center field. He'll make the catch to retire Reed Funnenstein. Awfully loud out number one.
Yeah, the highest and hardest hit ball tonight in the ballgame. I mean, Justin Schrader scorched a line drive to right field, but I think Funnenstein got the most off of the bat tonight, and we still saw that ball struggle to really, really carry, right?
I mean, you could say that that ball needed another 20 feet to get out of here.
Yeah.
First pitch swinging. Here's Noah Grove chasing Buddy back. Alex on the run. Alex will not be able to make the catch in deep right center. Grove's digging for three, and he's going to have an easy head first slide into third base. He was first pitch swinging as well. That chased Buddy to the right center gap in deep. Alex unable to come up with it, and it's a leadoff triple for Noah Grove.
Yeah, I think Alex was surprised. Bang, bang, and gets a couple long fly balls. And this one, Kirby, was to the right center field side of the field, and probably for Alex, maybe just a different angle. And now Blaine Ottman's going to go out and check on his center fielder.
Alex has his glove off.
He dove for it at the last second, didn't he?
He did. As Ottman stomping out there, Alex has had some issues, hamstring this year.
That's what it kind of looks like, too. He's dragging, that leg.
Ottman's not even going to go out there. Buddy's going to come out of the game as Carter Thielen quickly out of the Royal dugout. So quick hook right there. Alex.
Now he's jogging a little bit, but obviously he's not at full speed, Kirby.
No. Could you kind of tell, too, on that that run back to the fence? It was just didn't have that burst.
And you wonder if maybe did something tweak on that Funnenstein fly ball?
Just didn't have that quick step to go get that ball because Grove hit that awfully high. I think he had ample time to get underneath it, as now the Royal infield's going to come in here as a runner at third base. Is Noah Grove. Isaac Machinsky is the batter. And his first pitch swinging, chops this one foul up the first baseline. Brewers trying to attack on. Royals trying to keep him right here. One strike the count on Isaac Machinsky. He had that, he was walked in the fourth inning, as the first offering was a strike, second pitch missing down and away for a ball to even us up at 1-1. Walked in the fourth inning, struck out in the second inning, 0-1 on the day.
Richmond, Kirby, you had said with the infield in, I mean, the importance of being a two-run game versus a three-run game
huge.
Here in the sixth,
yeah.
It's huge, yeah.
1-1 pitch, Machinsky. Trying to make it a five or a four-run game with that swing, Randy.
Yeah, he was definitely looking up at the moon there. It's the swung with all his might.
He's got the big one left. Claire would love a strikeout. Got him in the four or in the second. 1-2 pitch off speed, missing high for a ball. Evens it up at 2-2. Infield in on the grass, trying to mow down that runner. Noah Grove at the plate. Keep this a two-run game. 2-0 in favor of Luxembourg. Claire set. Short pause. 2-2. That is just off the plate to fill our count up at 3-2. Sam Eiten on deck for Luxembourg. Sam's a good bunter.
Wessel, the draftee from Lake Henry, is throwing down in the bullpen now for the Royals.
3-2 the count to the big Brewer first baseman. Payoff pitch, outside, ball 4. Got ahead of him.
That's going to be it.
and quickly out of the dugouts. Ah, he does. He could just talk to him right here. And is he looking into the pen? Blaine out of the dugout. He's looking down into the bullpen.
Who do you got up here? You got Eiten up, a left-hander.
You do. Yeah. Blaine not even looking at Brady Clare. He looks right at Cole Schmitz. As now Kyle Buddy's going to come in from second base as well. As we will check the field for the Royals here. As long powwow, you'd think if they were going to make a move.
And Wessel's coming in from the bullpen already too. Like he's ready. Him and DJ were throwing down there. But Wessel was thrown off the mound now. DJ earlier. So, I mean, both of those guys are ready. If Blaine wants to go with a righty or lefty. And that might have been the plan, too. It's like,
where are we at?
Where are we at?
Yeah, we got a lefty up and then two righties after that. So, for now, the game remains Clare's. The Royal infield with Eiten with pretty good speed. They're going to stay all the way in up the middle as well.
Eiten's a contact hitter, Kirby.
That's just it.
Yeah.
He can run, too, and he's going to run hard. Probably not going to turn two on him. One out. Runners at the corners. Clare in some hot water here in the sixth inning. As the first offering to Sam Eiten, that's in there for a strike. Brady gets ahead. Eiten grounded out to Cam Miller in the second inning. Flew out to third baseman Mason Primus, who apparently tripped over third base on his, or jumped over third base, on his way to catch foul pop-up. Doing his Carl Lewis impersonation on his way over there. One strike on Eiten. Machinsky at first. Grove at third. The one-strike pitch just missing right there. Evens us up at 1-1.
Luxembourg scoring two runs in the third inning. That is the difference right now. 2-0.
1-1. Clare set at the belt. Lefty comes home. His 1-1 pitch. Eiten swings through that one. Moves our count to 1-2. So here's where it gets fun, Randy, is you got the contact hitter, infield all the way in, but Clare's up 1-2 on him. Brady has 9 punchouts on the evening, 9 of his 16 via the strikeout. 1-2, that's bounced to Schmitz, that gets away from Cole. Grove's going to come in to score the third Brewer run, and it's a 3-0 Luxembourg advantage. Got the heater by him, Randy, so he went off speed. And he bounced it, and Cole Schmitz unable to gobble that up.
Worked so hard to get to that point, Kirby, and then a wild pitch. That's frustrating.
So 2-2 is our count. Machinsky's into scoring position. Man, now you're down 3, and Harn is just, you know, kind of cruising right along. That's a big run that came across right there. 2-2 pitch. That's off the corner for a ball. To fill it up at 3-2, Clare in jeopardy of walking his 6th man of the evening. As a 5th man of the evening, actually. As Brady ready, looks in. 3-2 to Eiten, down and away, and it's ball 4, and Ottman is out of the dugout. Wessel's out of the dugout, too, and that'll be the evening for Brady Clare, as he ends up just kind of losing some command, Randy. He had the two quick outs here this inning, the flyouts for Funnenstein into deep left center. Then you get the triple for Noah Grove into deep right center that chased Alex Buddy out of the game in center field. Then he goes walk after that, and he had the wild pitch that got a run across. So that's going to be the evening, and it will be Carter Wessel into the ballgame.
Yeah, and now when you bring in a draftee, Kirby, obviously the Royals are going to end up switching their defense around because Kyle Buddy was being DH'd for by Justin Schrader. Now Trent Gertken has to come in from the outfield. Trent's going to go into the infield, and you'll put Brady Clare into the outfield.
Yeah, so when you have a draftee come into the game, you have to have him in that being DH4 spot, so you can't keep him there. So we'll have some defensive changes for Richmond. Why don't we take a one-minute timeout, come back with the conclusion of this, the bottom of the 6th inning. 3-0 our score. Brewers still threatening with runners at first and second just one away. Back in a minute here on KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.
We welcome you back to Region 15C Baseball as we had our candy bar bet. For those just joining us, Randy and I make a guess of how many people are at the ball game, and the winner, the guy closest to the pin, gets a candy bar. Yeah. Randy guessed 297. Kirby guessed 355, and we're way off.
Oh, my goodness. 478 paid attendance. Another whopper Friday night here in 15C.
Big crowd. So yeah. I am 123 off.
And I'm going to get you Reese's Pieces.
No, I want the peanut butter cup. Defensive change here for Richmond. Now pitching is drafty Carter Wessel. Moving in from left field to play second base is Trent Gertgen. Carter Thielen moves from center to left field. Brady Clare moves to center field. The batter is Connor Clark, who looks at a first pitch ball from Carter Wessel. The draftee from Lake Henry, 1-0 offering from Wessel. That curls in there nicely, Randy.
Yes,
it even
does.
It up at 1-1. So you kind of brought it up. When you have that draftee into the game, he's got to go into that being DH four spot, and that's why Kyle Buddy comes out of the ballgame.
You bet he does.
Clark on the day bounced out to Primus in the second, walked in the fourth, 0-1. As this pitch missing down and away, now 2-1, and Randy Schoenberg telling us, as you and I both, when we talked about the attendance, Randy, like, you got to be kidding me. He said the grandstand underneath us is apparently elbow to elbow.
That's crazy. That is awesome to get that many people here again on a Friday night.
2-1 pitch. This pitch hit on the ground towards third. Primus goes to second for one. Gertgen will not have a return throw as the runner Clark was moving pretty good. That ball wasn't exactly stung by any means. Tough to get two right there.
That was probably all they were going to get. If Mason would have chased Machinsky for a tag, I mean, he maybe could have got him, but.
So we'll have a pinch hitter right here as it is into bat for Luxembourg. Now coming into hit is number 11, Josh Langto. So Langto hitting for DJ Krohn. As Wessel trying to keep it right here is the first offering. That pitch popped up, foul, and out of play. And this guy, he went deep last week, Randy, against Farming.
You bet. In the first game for Luxembourg, his second at bat, took it to right field.
Not an easy task for a righty to go to right field here at Cold Spring Baseball Park as the one-strike pitch missing down and in. Nice stop from Cole Schmitz right there, keeping the runner at third. So, yeah, again, for the third time, what a crowd here this evening. 478 people. 507 last Friday. I thought that was never even going to be close, and, yeah, it didn't get there, but still a big crowd. Wessel's 1-1. That's missing away. Now 2-1. What do we know about this Laker lefty, Randy?
Carter Wessel graduated from Painesville. What was it, 2019? And was at St. Cloud Technical College. Actually, 2020 probably graduated.
2-1 pitch hit on the ground towards second. Candy hop for Gertgen. He fields. He steps on the bag. And that Bulldog did his job to retire the two men he faces, as that does it for Luxembourg in the sixth. They push another one across, scoring one run on one hit. No Richmond errors and two runners left on base. We've played six. Scoreboard now reads 3-0 in favor of Luxembourg. On to the seventh, coming up in 1 minute. right here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Richmond down to their final nine outs, and they have the meat of their order due up as it reads Mason Primus, Cole Schmitz, Justin Schrader getting their third look at this Lux lefty, JT Harn, who has been brilliant tonight, Randy Rothstein. Six shutout thus far against that hard-hitting Royal team that was spanking doubles everywhere last week. This pitch popped up, foul, Machinski over for a look. He has a play. He makes the play at first base to retire Mason Primus for a quiet out number one.
And if you want to watch the body language of somebody after you pop out to the first baseman, that's not cool as a hitter. It's like, don't want to do that. No.
Not where Mason wanted to go with that one. So one away.
Looks like Austin Larson going down to the bullpen too.
Larson making his way down there. Richmond, if the score holds, as the first offering to Schmitz, missing outside for a ball. If the score holds, Richmond would be in action at 11 o'clock on Sunday against the team left standing after our three games tomorrow. Whether that's St. Martin, Cold Spring Rockies, as Schmitz fouls this one over Randy's head. I'm glad he didn't see it. He might have jumped a little bit. It'll be tomorrow at noon, St. Martin and the Cold Spring Rockies. And then after that, Stearns County League North matchup between New Munich and Spring Hill. Those winners will be in state, and those winners will play at 4:30. That winner would play the loser of this game at 11 on Sunday. Off-speed pitch missing away to Cole Schmitz. We saw Reed Funnenstein get up earlier in the bullpen, Randy. Nothing over there right now, so with a three-run lead, it appears this is JT's game right now. Left-hander ready. 2-1 pitch to Schmitz. As this pitch is lifted in the air to right center field. Over in right center and on the run making the catch is Noah Grove. He makes a fine catch on the run for out number two. Schmitz gave it a ride. Tough evening for the Royal catcher as bounced into a couple double plays and gave it a ride to right center. Nice running catch by Noah Grove.
You bet. Yeah, JT Harn, Kirby, he's the same pitcher he was in the first inning tonight. The velocity is there yet. He's spotting his pitch as well. His mechanics, it doesn't look like he's laboring at all. I mean, that was in the fifth inning when Reed Funnenstein got up. And, you know, that inning, JT Harn gave up a hit. It's like, but he's just been so consistent.
A hit. One of the three he's given up on the evening. Now, Lux only has four. Schrader has one of them. He looks at a ball and a strike now. Luxembourg. Yeah, just four hits on the evening. They've just made them count. They had two in the inning they scored, and then a triple last inning in the sixth when they scored. 1-1 pitch to Schrader's. Popped up foul and out of play. You should have plenty of room there, right?
Oh, yeah. That crossed the street into the neighbor's yard to the east of the baseball park.
1-2 the count. To Justin Schrader. 1-2 on the evening. As Harn's 1-2 pitch, off-speed pitch, and Schrader waves at that one. Knocked down by Krohn. He'll throw to first in time to strike out Schrader for another easy 1-2-3 inning for JT Harn. Can a guy get two chasm hats, Randy?
I don't know, Kirby.
After six and a half, as Harn retires the Royals in order. After six and a half, it is Luxembourg 3, Richmond 0. Here in Cold Spring, we are on to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time at the Cold Spring Baseball Park. You'll hear that in 30 seconds right here on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
We're welcoming you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. It's Region 15C baseball action as Randy Rostein. Such a fun time of year, and, I mean, a fun place to announce games here in the Jack Bell Press Box. We get, you know, every region that you've done, which I think you're working on like you're 20-something, you make new friends, new acquaintances. You get to know people in the press box, and the folks upstairs here in Cold Spring have treated us like kings.
They have, absolutely. From the John Atchisons to your brother Reese. I mean, we've had David Jonas, and Dwayne Kruger was asking us tonight if we needed help. And we even had some little
Rudy Bell guys.
Yeah, Rudy Bell.
Rudy Bell came by last week and asked if we needed anything to drink. I actually got a side story on that. They said that Jim Arnold tipped him.
Oh.
So he kept coming up every other inning saying if anyone needed anything, thinking he might get some more money.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Arnold to blame for that is Luke Harn comes into the batter's box. Luke,
well, they're little philanthropists, you know.
Well,
they want to make some money.
Money's there. Might as well take it. Harn looks at a curveball in there for a strike, and Luke, who's had a frustrating evening, did not like that call. Carter Wessel, first full inning of relief as Luke swings through that one. He's got nothing to complain about on the second strike. Oh, and to the count. Top of the Lux order here. They lead by three in the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll be Harn, Fruth, and Derek Orth as Wessel ready. His 0-2 pitch. Curveball in there. Strike three as he snaps a hook right in there. And Luke Harn, his third strikeout of the evening, Randy. Your leadoff hitter right there. Not the production you were looking for.
No, not at all. Luke Harn, a good on-base guy. I mean, he had a pretty good first weekend for Luxembourg. And yeah, when you get to see this kind of quality left-handed pitching, it's tough sometimes on left-handed hitters.
Ethan Fruth comes up, drag bunt attempt, bunts it to the screen. As Ethan, nice night tonight for the Brewers, Randy. He's 2-for-3.
Yeah, he wants that coveted chasm hat.
But he's got a heck of a bit in there. Run he scored in the third is the difference in the ball game.
Wow, that was a nice breaking ball by Carter Wessel.
We saw this lefty snap a hook. Couple hooks to Luke Harn. The Lake Henry Laker, Carter Wessel on in relief of Brady Clare. 1-1 pitch. That's popped up, fouling out of play. No.
Over the run.
You're okay. Gotcha. As 1-2 the count. Wessel right back. His 1-2 pitch. Curveball, that's lifted into short left field. Elshire over. He'll call off Primus. Logan makes the catch at shortstop for a harmless out number two. Nice communication right there for the Royals, who have had some issues with pop-ups this evening, Randy, but putting that one away for two quick ones.
You bet. Two up, two down for Carter Wessel. And, I mean, you get through this top three of the Luxembourg order. They're your table setters.
As the off-speed pitch, just missing inside to Derek Orth. You know it was close when the ump uses his hand to gesture where the pitch missed. As the 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss right there from D.O., evens things up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Reed Funnenstein on deck. Orth singled and scored in the third inning as that pitch will hit Derek Orth. A tough wrestler. He's going to take that one any day of the week, especially in the winner's bracket regions game. He's over to first base.
Yeah, Carter Wessel, Kirby, he's one of them. Give me the ball and I want to throw it. And that time maybe rushing that breaking ball just a little bit, or, I mean, probably slipped on the grip.
Orth is all over the plate too, and you're going to take a hook right there. Funnenstein into the batter's box. He hammered one to deep left center field his last time up that Alex Buddy got underneath the catch as Wessel missing outside for a ball.
Austin Larson continues to throw in the Richmond bullpen.
One ball the count to Big Reed Funnenstein. Reached on an error in the first, hit that fly ball in the third inning that Dusty Adams couldn't put away and right, that allowed two runs to come across the score as the 1-0 pitch on the corner for a strike evens it up at 1-1. Right in front of the 10 o'clock hour. It's KASM AM 1150 in Albany, Minnesota. FM 107.7, 105.5 KDDG, HD number 2, and online at mykasm.com. Adam Ray pushing the ones and twos back at the studio in Albany. Randy Rothstein to my right. I'm Kirby Hemish with you. Region 15C baseball action. 3-0 our score in favor of Luxembourg over Richmond. Each of these teams have qualified for the 2021 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. Seeding game right here, and in all, a very important one as well. Winner of this is for sure into the championship game, and they're off until that championship game. As 2-1 the count now to Funnenstein, and Wessel has Orth picked off. Safe at first base. Miller with his hands at his side. Orth was leaning. The throw came back. Miller put the tag on. Base umpire was looking, and Tom Swanson said safe.
Cam said he got him right in the letters when he came back. Now, whether the base runner got his, or whether Orth got his hand back or not, I guess that's the judgment call of Tom Swenson on the base paths.
Funnenstein at the plate was walking back to the dugout, as was Schmitz walking to his left, as the 2-1 pitch off the plate for a ball. Now 3-1, and mentioned it last week, the 12 packs are starting to talk down in Speckville. 3-1 the count. Noah Grove on deck. He tripled his last time up. Orth not much of a lead over there at first. As the 3-1 pitch. Oh, boy. That's missing for a ball, and it'll be a walk issued to Reed Funnenstein.
That's going to bring Blaine Ottman out of the dugout quickly here for the Royals in the seventh inning here, Kirby. His team already trailing 3-0. Talking with his left-hander. Two outs and two on.
Too many of these trips for the Royal manager tonight. Allowing just the three, but again, your guys only got you three hits. You haven't scored. You've had, one guy on third base?
Right.
JT Harn is putting the pressure on Richmond. I asked Kyle Leeser, the St. Martin shortstop, what's the deal with this JT Harn? What's it like? And his first sentence says it all, Randy. He never throws anything twice. So, yeah. I mean, if you're up there and you're thinking changeup fastball or, sinker slider, and he's got all four of them and he can come back with a cutter or something, it's just you don't know what to expect.
What do they tell you? Don't think, react.
Don't think, react. It's easy to say, but you still want to have a plan up there. Two down, Noah Grove to the plate. The game is Wessel still as Ottman goes back to the dugout first pitch.
But seriously, Kirby, that's what do you do in the batting cage? What do you do in batting practice? You don't think. You're reacting to what's coming across the plate, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
As a hitter, you gotta tell yourself that.
1-0 offering from Wessel. That breaking ball missing right there. And, you get that. It appears that you potentially have Orth picked off, then you walk the next hitter. Now you go 2-0 to the hitter after that. It's game changes on you real quick, and you just got to put a pin in it right here if you're Carter Wessel, and he does not, as that pitch missing well outside. Now 3-0. Carter has gotten two outs this inning, two outs last inning. And it's 3-0. Noah Grove set. 3-0 offering. That is in there for a strike to Noah Grove to even it up at 3-1. Runner at second base is Derek Orth. He's in scoring position. He can run. Base knock would, all indications, make it a 4-run lead for Luxembourg. As Wessel's 3-1 pitch, that's on the corner for a strike. Grove didn't like that one either. He was on his way to first base. As the Royal crowd letting Noah know that he's got to come back. Now, this is where it stinks if he walks him, though, yet.
Yeah.
Everybody's humming and throwing some guff around, but now you got to come back with that third strike, at least compete with it yet. Runners will leave early. Funnenstein at first and Orth from second. Wessels 3-2, and he walked him. There, well, he hit him in the foot, actually. As hitting him in the foot, Orth is coming around, thinking that it was a pass ball. It was not.
So two hit batters here in the seventh and a walk in loaded bases. And Blaine Ottman has
seen enough. Deeper into the well go the Royals.
Region 15 seed baseball brought to you tonight by Westside Liquor of Wade Park. Shady's Long Shots are right at Ridge Spring Golf Course on Highway 23, IPM of Wade Park, Stony Creek Dairy, Liberty Electric, John Dole, Century 21, First Realtor, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Dairyland Supply and Sock Center, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sock Center, and Long Prairie, Corky's Bar in Richmond, the Freeport State Bank, Central Minnesota Insurance, Rambo, we're in New London, Albany Mutual Telephone, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Lou's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming, Lake Henry Implement, Central Minnesota Realty, and more of our Region 15C sponsors, Trappers Pub and Grub in Farming, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, El Rosa Grain and Feed, the Greenwell Pub, and El Rosa Lumber Company, our Region 15C sponsors. Tune in again tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon. We'll bring you some more state qualifier games here on KASM. Our first one, St. Martin taking on the Cold Spring Rockies. That'll be followed by Spring Hill and New Munich at about 2:30. A pitching change for the Richmond Royals.
Yeah, now, I mean, can you ever remember a team being able to go lefty, lefty, lefty to
No.
Seriously. As into the game comes Austin Larson for Richmond, and he is greeted by Isaac Machinsky. Machinsky into the batter's box. As bases loaded full of Brewers. Larson's first offering is on the corner for a strike. Too big Isaac Machinsky. He was walked twice tonight. He struck out. Claire got him swinging in the second. So 0 for 1 on the night. Orth at third base. Funnenstein at second. As this pitch is lifted into short left field, Carter Thielen has it measured. He will dive at the end of the play and make the catch. I don't know that that needed to happen, but a catch was made and left, and nobody came across to score, Randy Rothstein.
Oh, my.
We called those I'll bite my tongue on that. As we don't need to get into that debate again this evening. For Lux in the seventh, no runs on – was there no hits that inning?
No hits that inning.
There were no Richmond errors. Three runners left on base. Royals have six outs to play with. They trail by three. They got to crack the JT Harn code. If they want to do that, we'll be on to the eighth inning coming up in 30 seconds on KASM.
Sometimes we overlook the benefits of a local service provider. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we realize you have options, and we know you need more than just a local provider. You need up-to-date, cutting-edge technology. With our fiber-to-the-home network, you get access to groundbreaking internet speeds. We take pride in serving our customers better than anyone else and providing really fast internet speeds, too. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
To the eighth we go, and with the eighth and ninth, it is Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. Top of the eighth inning, Logan Altshire will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. It'll be Altshire, Cam Miller, and Dusty Adams, the scheduled hitters for the Royals, who have to put something more than three hits on the scoreboard. They had two in the first inning. Their other hit that came in the fifth inning. And
there's
now
a start.
There is a start as Logan Altshire punches one up the middle against JT Harn starting the eighth.
It's funny how it works, Randy, where you strike out twice and then you get a first pitch, you know, something meaty. I'm swinging at this thing.
Yeah, exactly. Cam Miller to the plate. Cam 0 for 2 tonight. Ground out to short and then hit into a fielder's choice. Second baseman to the shortstop. JT Harn will work from the stretch. Harn. Just a quick glance over to first, and the left-hander comes home, and Miller takes a strike called 0-1. Cam steps out of the batter's box, does a little turn, and now he's back in.
You want to tell our listeners the observation you caught between innings?
As the pitch coming here from Harn, low again, and the count had 1-1. And that observation being?
Well, I had mentioned that it's very rare to see three lefties come into a game. Yeah. And then you say, well, did you see who's warming up? And it's lefty Justin Schrader.
That's right. Yeah, that's a commodity that hardly no one has, is left-handed pitching, first of all. And Richmond's got just a whole bunch.
I mean, when I was younger on the Royals, once Dusty's arm was hurt, I don't think we had a lefty for 5 years there.
Right.
They have the possibility of throwing four of them in one game here tonight.
Amazing. 1-2 to count to Miller. Strike three called, and Cam Miller gets caught looking. The home plate umpire will not waver. He will keep calling that a strike to left-handed hitters all night.
Hitting that spot, and we mentioned it, long, long ago, Randy, if you're hitting your spot and he's calling it all night, how is it not a strike? And that's where we're at right now.
To bring Dusty Adams to the plate with Alshire at first, one out. 3-0, you're just joining us, tuning in late on AM 1150, 105.5 HD2 on 107.7 FM, or many of you may be catching us tonight on your stream. Pitch a bunted foul by Dusty Adams on the count 0-1. I think Dusty... he bunted that.
Yeah, it was a drag bunt attempt foul.
Yeah. Harn taking a little bit more time, staring down to Krohn behind the plate. Alshire leads. Pitch gets away from Krohn. Actually, it hits Dusty in the batter's box. And now the Royals have the tying run coming to the plate in Carter Thielen.
Got a pinch runner out of the dugout for Alshire, as looks like Aaron Buddy's going to go run at second base for Logan.
Trent Gertgen, he got to third base back in the first inning. That was the only Richmond runner that has got that far tonight.
Yeah.
Otherwise, runners were cut down in a couple double plays. Carter Thielen, his first at bat. He came in as a defensive replacement for Alex Buddy when Alex went out with what we're assuming is some kind of leg injury. And the pitch is outside of ball, 1-0.
Now, if that was thrown on the other side of the plate to a lefty, what do you think that call would have been?
Strike.
Strike. Like not Strike. Even, not even a
not
doubt.
Not even a doubt. No. 1-0, no strikes the count to Thielen. Runners at first and second, and Carter swings and misses. Strike one.
Carter Thielen in the batter's box, 2021 graduate of Recorey High School. Brother Dalton listening down in St. Peter. He's at football practice. He was the Royals center fielder and two-hitter last weekend. You know, DT's pulling for his little brother right here.
He is. 1-1. Thielen punches this down the right field line, and it's going to go foul. Hits the light tower. Bounces into what would be the Luxembourg bullpen there in the first base dugout tonight. Richmond in the third base dugout, and the count at 1-2 to Thielen. Buddy will lead from second. Over at first base, Adams, and Thielen is out on strikes.
This guy is something, Randy. He's got these guys just turned inside out.
Yep.
They got 8 strikeouts now for JT Harn. He's just been brilliant again and through 7 2/3.
And to the plate, leadoff hitter Brady Clare. Brady so far tonight, 0-3. Struck out against Harn back in the third. Brady with a chance to do some damage here with runners at first and second, 2 outs. And the pitch to Brady sails outside, 1-1.
Clare on the night bounced out to Harn in the first, struck out looking in the third, bounced out to the second baseman Clark in the sixth, and 0-3, like many Royals.
1-0, no strikes. The kick, the pitch, and Claire drills this to left field, and it's going to drop in front of Eitan. Ottman's going to send Buddy. Here comes the throw, cut off by the third baseman, Orth. And the Royals have cracked the scoreboard now 3-1 as Brady Claire delivers the RBI single.
Yeah, when you got, I mean, that's just your fifth hit of the evening. You got to send him right there if you're Blaine Ottman, Randy Rothstein. He's not doing much with the opportunities. Make him throw you out. Orth cut it off. I don't know that a non-relay would have gotten that ball thrown across anyway, but Richmond is onto the scoreboard, and now you got the tying run at first base with Brady Claire and Trent Kirkin into the batter's box.
Trent 1-for-2 tonight with a walk. Top of the eighth inning, the Royals now trail by 2 at 3-1. J.T. Harn still on the mound. Nothing wavering in the bullpen as Gertken swings and misses strike one.
I mentioned Brady's the tying run. Trent had some ideas about the go-ahead run with that swing.
That he did. 0-1 the count. This the fourth for Trent Gertken. So seeing Harn a few times, you would think maybe Gertken's got a little advantage, but he swings through that pitch. Misses again, and it's 0-2.
It's coming right at him, too. Not even messing around.
Couple fastballs to Trent, the first two pitches. Adams leads from second, Claire from first. Gertken down in the count, 0-2. The kick, the pitch, ooh, inside. Just about catches Trent's left elbow. Does that breeze by it?
He's got that elbow guard on there. He was probably hoping to
maybe just nick it.
Come on, hit this thing.
On deck, Mason Primus for the Royals. Harn shakes off one of his catcher crone signs. Haven't seen him do that at all tonight. J.T. Harn comes home, and a check swing by Gertken inside, says the home plate umpire, and 2-2. Was that a nasty pitch?
I mean, started that fastball, you know, identify, and then you realize it's diving away. Just stop your hands as hard as you can, and Trent with those strong arms able to do so. 2-2 the count.
You bet. 2-2 the count. The kick, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. Gertken's out on strikes, and the Royals' threat ends here in the eighth. They score one run on two hits. No Luxembourg errors and two left on base. We played 7.5 here in Cold Spring. 3-1 Luxembourg with the lead. We're back in 30.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Paintsville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Paintsville Farmers Union Co-op.
Thank you for being with us tonight on AM 1150. 3-1, Luxembourg leading Richmond. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Austin Larson, the third Royals pitcher for tonight, trying to make quick work of Luxembourg here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Royals making a little noise with their bats. At the top of the eighth inning, they picked up a hit by Logan Altshire and a hit by Brady Claire. And Kirby, we're seeing some movement in the Luxembourg dugout. Down to the bullpen goes their big right-hander.
Big righty Reed Funnenstein jogging down there, and there's nobody out, and they're batting. So, you know, I guess your quick assumption of that would be, is Reed going right in, or are they going to start with Harn, JT, to start the inning? It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Just in case.
Yeah, the first sign of trouble.
Yep.
It's nice to have a plan.
Sam Eitan will lead it off for Luxembourg here in the eighth inning. Eitan, Connor Clark, and DJ Crone. Scheduled hitters against Austin Larson. This Larson kid, he's no little guy either. He stands pretty tall on the mound, almost like a Justin Schrader build. Larson delivers. Here's a ground ball to Miller at first. Takes a nice big hop for Cam and the race to the bag. He'll beat Eitan by a couple steps. The unassisted put out for Cam.
efficient right there as Eiton first pitch swinging, knocked it right to Miller. Kind of an awkward medium hop that Cam had to go get. And then once he got it, he looked up and said, boy, I might as well just go run this thing over there instead of flip it.
I'll bring Connor Clark to the plate. Connor so far tonight, 0-2. And Larson's first pitch. Oh, ball one. 1-0 the count. Clark, a right-handed hitter, facing the left-hander Connor Larson. Pitches outside, and ball two.
Not missing by much.
2-0 the count. Larson works quick, and that one's followed to the backstop. The count, one ball or two balls, one strike.
Larson, the third Richmond lefty tonight. Claire went the first 5 1/3.
Another foul back and out of play. That one maybe went right over the sports deck, folks.
Four outs recorded by Carter Wessel through the 6th and 7th. Larson got the last out in the 7th and the first one here in the 8th. Piecing it together.
Larson kicks and delivers the pitches high for a ball in 2-2. Kirby in about 13 and a half hours. We'll be back up here in Cold Spring for afternoon games tomorrow, right?
It's going to be a fun one tomorrow.
St. Martin taking on the Cold Spring Rockies at noon, and then Spring Hill and Newminick at about 2:30.
Randall, Leo's going to be a busy boy.
Yeah, that roar from the crowd sounded like it hit a vehicle.
I could hear a windshield first.
Oh, another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Ooh, Leo.
Monday will be fun day.
Monday will be fun day. Clark, another foul ball. This will go down the right field line. And Clark and Austin Larson.
We saw DJ Krohn get into a long at-bat back in the 3rd inning for Luxembourg. Now Clark and Austin Larson.
3-2 the count. One out. Larson's pitch. And this one blooped up the middle. A base hit for Clark. Boy, you could just tell how that at-bat was going, Kirby, as Clark was just in on every pitch,
yeah.
And finally he got something that he could push into the middle of the field.
Larson didn't have any couldn't come up with anything to get by Connor Clark. Everything he was coming with, that seemed like Clark was able to fight off. So you're into the 9 spot now with DJ Krohn re-entering.
You bet. Krohn was 0-1. He had walked in his first at-bat and then was pinch hit for by Josh Langto. Pitch to DJ on the outside corner, strike, and 0-1.
Richmond in the 9th. Primus Schmitz Schrader, 3-4-5. Larson's trying to keep it a 2-run game.
Larson has that sign from Cole Schmitz. He'll set himself on the mound as Clark takes his lead at first. And going over to first, back safely is Clark. Tampa Bay is taking care of our Twins tonight, 10-4 in the bottom of the 9th inning. They lead the Twins at Target Field.
Do you know what tonight was? Tomorrow?
I do not know.
30-year reunion of the 1991 Minnesota Twins tomorrow at Target Field. My squad.
Yeah. 0-1. Larson's pitch, a little bit low, and 1-1. 1-1.
Funnenstein making his way back in from the bullpen down in right field.
Ready on the mound, Larson. The big lefty comes home. There's a strike called in 1-2. And Funnenstein, Kirby, we had said he threw in the 5th inning for a little bit.
He wasn't down there for, more than a batter or two.
Yeah.
It was pretty quick visit to the
pretty
pen.
Pretty quick. 1-2. Larson's pitch. A swing and a miss. Krohn is out on strikes.
Nice pitch right there. DJ unable to do much with that down and away fastball as Austin Larson, like lefties before him, picking up some strikeouts. Luxembourg has struck out now. Claire had 9.
Yes, he did.
Wessel had 1, so that's 11 strikeouts as Larson now picks up his first strikeout.
And that'll bring the top of the order in Luke Harn to the plate. Luke 0 for 4 tonight. Going on the first pitch, it's Clark. The throw to second, not nearly in time as Logan Alchar comes across the diamond. Just knocked that throw down from Cole Schmitz. And a stolen base for Connor Clark.
It's a big runner into scoring position, too. Randy is trying to get that run back. Are the Brewers. Richmond scoring one in the top of the eighth inning to make it a 3-1 game. Brewers trying to get it back to a three-run lead as they would head into the ninth.
Stick around in our post-game show. We will name our coveted Chasm Cap player of the game. 3-1 our score. Bottom of the eighth inning. Runner at second. Two outs. Harn will take a strike called. And 0-2 now to Luke Harn.
He's not having fun today. He's 0-4 with three strikeouts. And they're just... Some of these hooks these pitchers are dropping in here tonight to these lefties, Randy. It's like, what are you supposed to do with that thing?
Exactly. It's tough to hit. Larson comes to the set. And the big lefties pitch, a fly ball to right field. Giving chase out there in right and on the run. Dusty Adams makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Luxembourg in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played eight in Cold Spring, 3-1 Luxembourg over Richmond. We're back with the ninth in 30 seconds.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.